Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the coin ones got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. Ted Cruz backs El Salvador's Bitcoin legal tender. Titano Finance hacked, reportedly $1.9 million lost. UK tax authority makes first NFT seizure in VAT fraud case. Hungarian central bank governor advocates EU-wide crypto ban. So let's start up with our refresh feed. Firstly, Senator Ted Cruz of the United States applauds El Salvador's first-of-its-kind move to accept Bitcoin as legal money. Let's have a look at what follows this appreciation. Cruz, a Republican from Texas, has been vocal about his support for the world's most expensive cryptocurrency for months. The senator purchased between $15,000 and $50,000 worth of Bitcoin around its January low, according to a recent financial report. During his purchase, Bitcoin was trading between $36,000 and $37,000, raising fears of a crypto winter as values plummeted. This incident contrasted sharply with last November when the volatile currency hit a new high of $69,000. The digital currency has now rebounded to its current value of $42,000. Cruz, along with Tesla CEO Elon Musk, spoke out against a crypto tax in the bipartisan Senate infrastructure bill in August 2021, which intended to create income for the Biden administration's infrastructure program worth up to $28 billion over 10 years. The infrastructure deal has dangerous elements that will destroy crypto and blockchain innovation, he subsequently tweeted. In November, he advocated that crypto be accepted as a form of payment for merchants and food vendors that provide services to members of Congress on Capitol Hill. Furthermore, the resolution of November 1 mandated that the administrative managers work on crypto-based contracts. So jumping on to our next segment, apparently Titano Finance was exploited today, according to PeckShield, and the exploiter made a profit of 4,828.7 BNB. This wallet housed the exploiter's money at first. They've been divided into 23 different addresses. Let's have a look at what exactly happened. According to CertiK security leaderboard, the project Titano Finance's pricing has dropped. According to them, the price of Titan has decreased by more than 80%. The owner made $32 million through Tick Titano. Hey everyone, tweeted Titan Summit, a Twitter account. The project is still alive and well, however, there appears to be a problem with play. The normal TAP protocol works well and can purchase and sell. Please check back for additional information. CertiK has taken to Twitter to report the play event. The owner of the tokens did not make any. Instead, the play contract was breached, allowing a malevolent hacker to produce more Titano tickets. Please be patient while we try to protect your investment. They are investigating and will respond shortly, according to their Telegram channel message. The standard protocol remains unchanged and you may buy and sell as usual. They also stated that because they are unable to determine the extent to which Play smart contract has been hacked, they advise against engaging with Play at all. Disconnecting the wallet and deleting any approvals is a better option. Titano is still secure and safe despite the fact that Play and Titano are two independent contracts. So moving forward with our next coverage, the tax watchdog claimed to be the first law enforcement organization in the United Kingdom to seize NFTs. According to the BBC, the NFT confiscation coincided with the arrest of three persons accused of dodging taxes using a variety of complex methods. Let's decode this one. The United Kingdom's top tax authority, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, has confiscated three non-fungible tokens, that is NFTs, linked to a suspected tax evasion scheme. The accused individuals allegedly built 250 false shell firms and utilized fictitious identities to escape 1.4 million British pounds in value-added taxes. HMRC received a court order to seize £5,000 in digital assets from the suspects as well as three NFTs. The recent seizure of NFTs and digital assets in a tax fraud case, according to HMRC Deputy Director Nick Sharp, serves as a warning to individuals attempting to hide money from the tax authorities. He stated, "We're always adopting to new technologies to make sure we're keeping up with how criminals and tax evaders try to hide their assets." So wrapping up with our final segment for today, Georgi Matlowski, the governor of the Hungarian Central Bank, has proposed that all cryptocurrency-related activities like trading and mining be outlawed across the European Union. Let's have a look at what impact it might have. The fast rise and market value of cryptocurrencies is determined solely by speculative desire for future development, which produces bubbles, the Hungarian Central Bank chief warned. Authorities all across the world have expressed concern about the possibility of digital currencies being used for fraudulent purposes, and several have taken steps to limit their spread through strict rules. While the ESMA executive referenced by Governor Matolcsi does not support an outright ban of cryptocurrencies as the Hungarian president suggested, there is widespread agreement on limiting the use of proof-of-work mining, which is known to be energy-extensive. The EU should act jointly to prevent the formation of new financial pyramids and financial bubbles, Governor Matolcsi stated, adding that EU people and corporations would be able to purchase cryptocurrencies outside of the EU and authorities would track their holdings. While the Hungarian Central Bank has its own jurisdictional rights, its impact on the EU as a whole may be less than that of the bloc's regional powers. However, the proposals may lead to a new consideration, with two significant leaders holding similar views on crypto mining bans. This might lead to the EU taking action against proof-of-work mining, amongst other regulatory crackdowns. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel. And to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.